As 2025 draws to a close, MIT Technology Review lists some terms that highlighted the year in AI. These include vibe coding, agentic AI, the bubble, and superintelligence. Terms that could see increased importance next year are physical and real-world models, which are models designed to reason about the impact of actions in the real world, e.g., predict whether a loose shoelace could trip someone up. Another feature of 2025 is the increased amount of AI slop on the internet, low-quality, sometimes surreal content, designed to augment the number of clicks. For the Guardian newspaper, slop is the endpoint of an algorithmically determined internet, where user clicks are prioritized for commercial purposes. Elsewhere, the U.S.-based Data Center Watch, tracking anti-data center activism, says that 142 different activist groups have blocked or delayed data center development worth $64 billion U.S. dollars. The New York State Governor, Kathy Hochul, has signed into law the statewide AI safety bill, which calls for AI developers to publish information about safety protocols and also to report safety incidents within 72 hours. Violations of the law by AI firms can lead to fines of up to $1 million U.S. dollars for a first offense, and $3 million U.S. dollars for subsequent offenses. Meanwhile, in Europe, the current political climate is encouraging countries to rethink their relation with major U.S. technical companies and engage in increased effort towards digital sovereignty. The climate is relatively sour, with the U.S. complaining of legislation in the EU that penalizes U.S. companies and the issue of tariffs. Meanwhile, big tech firms in the U.S. are concerned about the impact of recent restrictions on access to visas. U.S. officials have begun reviews of applicants' social media accounts to prevent abuse of the H-1B program. One immigration expert expects the restrictions to lead to several-month delays in visa applications, and even to job losses. An InfoWorld article looks at agent washing, the sale of solutions that are supposedly agentic but which in reality are just automation platforms. A typical example of a misleading agentic platform is one where prompts are sent to an AI model, and the outputs are passed to a fixed workflow. The danger for companies is that they believe in an AI investment, only to get technical debt. An MIT Technology Review article examines whether humans may be able to build trust in the robots that big tech is promising in the next few years. One challenge is that AI is currently not advanced enough to help a robot autonomously do household tasks, so 80% of robot tasks need to be controlled by remote human operators. Another issue for trust is a robot's appearance, which must evoke trustworthiness in humans, without appearing too human. OpenAI announced that it deployed a security update to its Atlas browser to defend against prompt injection attacks. This is an attack that targets AI agents by embedding malicious instructions into content to override or redirect the agent's behavior. The company admits that there is no universal defense mechanism against prompt injection attacks, and advise users of agent browsers to use agents with limited login abilities. Finally, another Guardian article reports on an English-speaking cybercriminal organization called The Calm, believed to be composed of a few thousand native English-speaking members, generally aged from 16 to 25. The UK's National Crime Agency has described the members as usually young men who are motivated by status, power, control, misogyny, sexual gratification, or an obsession with extreme or violent material.